Are you done working?
Joe, it is a letter of retirement, more than a letter of resignation. I'm not sure one could ever find a position that could equal this one, and I want to go out with my last position being the best one of my entire career. That is Petersburg.
How old are you?
65.
Okay, so that you've hit the retirement date.
See, the retirement age. And when you look at it and you say, my golly, 5 grandkids and 2 states, and those grandchildren become quite a draw. And so it's awesome, wonderful staff here. Good things are happening for kids, and good things will continue to happen for kids. And I'm just pleased, proud, honored, and blessed to be a piece of it for the period of time I was able to be here.
Do you look back and think of specific accomplishments you're proudest of?
You know, I think I'm most proud, not so much of anything physical, but just that we were able to build a team here. It's a we thing, W-E. And when many people get together and function as a well-organized and focused team, there's a lot of power there. And I guess I know that would be the one thing that I would hang my hat on, is that we got people talking to each other about the right things.
I understand you're going to be facilitating the search for your replacement. What do you think of the district going forward? Is this a job that's easy to fill, or are there candidates out there?
I like to believe there are outstanding candidates out there. I am not personally prepared to hand over my love, this district, to just anybody. And when we did talk about it, I had in my mind that AASB, the Alaska Association of School Boards, would conduct design and conduct the search. The board and I talked it over and asked if I would be willing to do that, and I have done that before, and I am willing to. I just want to clarify, there is no additional pay involved in doing that. That's not going to happen. But it does allow an insider to keep the hand on the rudder, and I don't have anybody in my back pocket or anything like that, but there are insights in designing the process that I think will be important to keep track of.
And as I understand it from talking to Jean, they're hopeful to have a replacement picked pretty soon, by March, she's talking about too.
March 27th is the week after spring break. Mm-hmm. That 24th, 27th will be the on-site interviews, and at the end of that, the typical process for Alaska, because of the distances people come, is to have it wrapped up at the end of that week. So, yes, and any schedule like that can be flexible, but that's the goal. Starting on the 13th, we're going to have interest groups. There'll be a community survey. It's going to be an exciting process. There's about 4 or 5 weeks in there where the position's actually posted and we're monitoring the results.
What's your biggest challenge for your replacement coming in to tackle getting that lunchroom built, or what?
Oh, my. Well, you know, the legislature has been very interesting, and I think the flat funding for the last 5 years, the specter of possibly reduced funding, which is the noise that's coming out of the legislature, is something to keep track of. That could be very hurtful. The declining enrollment, although it's slowed, it has not ended. So I would say, yeah, if we can, the funding piece and maintaining a viable program in the face of ever scarcer funds will be a major challenge.
Okay. I don't think it's insurmountable, but it's going to take everybody working together.
Okay. You had a long school career, not just in Petersburg, too. You've been around the globe as a teacher and administrator, right?
Yes, my bride and I, we've taught for 42 years. We've taught in Australia, Saudi Arabia, Nevada, Idaho, California, Oregon, and now Alaska. Wow. It's been an exciting career. And as I said at the very beginning here, Joe, there's been no better place than in any of those than right here in Petersburg.
Other thoughts on retiring? You're going to miss it or not? You're looking forward to some time off?
I'm certain I will miss it. I'm certain of that. I don't think there's certainly no desire to scoot out in a hurry. It's just you get to a point in life, as anybody who is listening who has retired, where you just have to take stock. And at some point in time, there's a place and a time to hand that baton off to the next generation or a younger person to come in with the energy to continue the focus, particularly with the legislature, and I just think that's critical.